Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject called Excellence in Ministry, and we're doing part six from the seven-part series, and we're particularly doing step five. The topic today is step five, look to the Word day and night. Looking to the Word of God will produce several effects in your ministry and in your life that you cannot get any other way. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Verses 20 to 23. Reading from verse 20, it says, "My son, give attention to my word, incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart or go away from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart or your spirit, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues or the forces of life." Why is it important to look to the word of God day and night? It's very simple. The Word of God is what God used to create the world and everything in the world, and everything still operates by the Word of God. So when we have problems, we go to the Word of God day or night and find the solution or the answer to our problem. You'll obtain God's favor when you seek the Word of God, when you look for the Word of God day or night. Why? Because in the Word of God is the wisdom of God that we need for our daily lives. You will increase your faith and your understanding of how to use your faith. God wants the believer to walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, as we go to the Word of God, we start to understand that faith that we need in life comes from the Word of God by hearing and hearing. But not only that, God teaches us through the Word of God how to use our faith to receive the promises of God in our life to correct certain situations or problems. We look to the Word of God day or night and not the world. Lifting up the Word of God will promote us and bring us into a place of honor. We see this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Reading from verse 6. "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you." As we lift up the Word of God will lift us up. Looking to the Word of God will help control our flesh or the carnal nature of the fallen man and train our senses to discern between good and evil. The Word of God has the ability to retrain us to think the way God thinks, to walk in the Spirit, to think in the Spirit, and to operate in the Spirit to control the flesh that's connected to the world's system. By continuing to put the Word of God into your mind, and your spirit and body will eventually come into the place where the Word controls all three. The Word of God not only is the answer to all our problems on this earth and in our daily lives, the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. It has the ability to go from the natural realm to the spiritual realm, or the spiritual realm to the natural realm. And finally, the Word of God is truth, an absolute truth and final authority in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for being with me today. We're going to part seven next, the final part of this series. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.